4 days after the deadly volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island, police have confirmed 6 bodies have been recovered and are being returned to the mainland. The high-risk mission began just after dawn. Reporter Norman Hammond is in Whakatane and I spoke with him a short time ago. Norm, this was a risky mission, but it seems to have gone smoothly.
Apparently, weather conditions and conditions at the volcano are pretty stable and good today, so they were able to do what they needed to do. We are hearing now that 6 bodies have been recovered and are back on the New Zealand frigate, the Wellington, which is just offshore of White Island. They're expected to be brought back or may even be in the process of coming back to Whakatane soon. What we don't know is that they mentioned that the recovery team is now safe and back on the Wellington as well, which means we, of course, know that there were 8 total missing persons after the eruption. So it would seem that we don't know what has happened to the final 2 bodies that were presumed to be on the island, whether they've been recovered or not.
Norm, with news that 6 of the 8 bodies have been recovered, what's been the reaction of the families?
The Deputy Police Commissioner has just given a briefing here. They've told the information to the families. They are at the local Maori Community Centre, community greeting place, and they were, in his words, jubilant. Very, very enthusiastic reaction at word that this operation has been largely successful today.
Give us a sense of what's actually been involved in this recovery effort, because it has taken many, many hours.
It really has been a lot of planning, Kim. It's been days in the planning, actually. It's been 8 members of the New Zealand Defence Force who are wearing very specialised protective equipment. It involves at least 4 Defence Force helicopters. As we've mentioned, there's a frigate offshore. So it really is a huge logistical effort to get those bodies off the volcano and bring them back here to Whakatane and to their loved ones and to families.
Reporter Norman Hammond in Whakatane. 11 Australians injured in the volcano disaster have now been brought to Australia for treatment. The Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says one more Australian is expected to be repatriated in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, she says the formal identification process for the dead will now get underway.
The retrieval of the bodies today is the beginning of that process, and I cannot even begin to imagine how challenging this time is for those families, and we will endeavour to support them as best as we can, and I know that agencies will endeavour to ensure the identifications are formally made as fast as they can.
The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne.